Hey, everybody, Mike Jeffers, Chicago Jazz Magazine, chicagojazz.com, and welcome to another edition of Around Town with Chicago Jazz. And today we've got Chris Green on. I'm sure many of you know Chris Green, the Chris Green Quartet, the longest running jazz quartet in, I don't want to say the country, but definitely Chicago for sure. You guys have been around for how long have you guys been together again? I know I ask you this every time, 15 years?
2005 when we played our first gig.
Man, oh man. So there's a lot of recordings. There's a lot of shows behind that, but obviously a lot of recordings. You've got a couple of recent releases. I think the one that you did at Space, right? Is that the latest one? What's the name of that one?
Play Space 2, Play Harder.
That's right. Yeah. And I mean, I love those because there's a couple of those and that's, you get a real flavor of the group playing live, but of course, all these recordings, all this original music. I love the fact that you guys keep pushing it out. Now you have another show coming up, and that's why we're talking today. You actually have two, but one specifically is September 19th, Monday night, 8 p.m. is the show, 6 p.m. is the doors at City Winery, which is a great room to play. You guys have played there, I think, once or twice in the past as well. Is that right?
Yeah, this would be our third time playing. Yeah, our third time, but our second time in about a year and a half or so.
Well, everything sort of is like foggy because of COVID, so I can't track out how many years, and I don't even know what year it is sometimes. But so City Winery this Monday night, September 19th, and it's a WDCB sponsored show as well. So talk a little bit about the show. I know you have your regular group playing with you, so tell us who's in the band and what people can expect to hear.
Yeah, as always, the band is myself on saxophones, Damian Espinosa on piano, Mark Piani on bass, and Steve Corley on drums. Well, you know what, how I'm framing it or justifying it is this: like one of the benefits of being an independent musician is that when you release an album, you can have as many album release parties as you want. So we had one in Space, and Winners called and said, "Let's do another one." I was like, "Absolutely!" And so now we're just kind of this is the year of Play Space 2. That's how we're kind of putting it. But City Winery is a fantastic room. I don't want to forget, we also played the showcase earlier this summer as well. Right. City Winery is a fantastic room. One of the more artist friendly rooms in that we've played. They treat you really well. It's a great place to see a show. Every seat is a good view. We're really excited. It always sounds great in there. And really just what can they expect? I was actually talking about this, I did an interview with Rick Hogan, recently, and it's funny, like, a room like the Showcase, which is a fantastic room and an honor to play, half the people are there to see you, and the other half of the people are people like out on the town looking for something to do, there to see some Chicago jazz, or even like people from like, you know, Finland or Japan or whatever that have heard about the Jazz Showcase who have converged to see this legendary room. The thing about a place like City Winery is that everybody is there specifically to see you. So it's a different kind of energy. And it's everybody's really pulling for you to do well, and they're excited, and because they're excited, you're excited, and it just ends up being a real good time. So.
Well, you know, I find it, and by the way, City Winery, 1200 West Randolph Street, citywinery.com. You've got all the information up on those websites. I know chrisgreenjazz.com is your website, so people can check that out as well. Tickets are still available, so be sure to grab those now. It's a Monday night. What are you doing on a Monday night? I mean, come on, give me a break.
Right, exactly. Keep the weekend going.
Right, Monday night. Doors are at 6 p.m., so you can go there, have a couple glasses of wine. Parking is super easy in the front. They valet if there isn't spots in the front. Whole nine yards. I always like to make things as easy as possible when people are watching this stuff because, you know, we don't want any barriers up.
No.
But you know what I like about that, and I think more independent musicians should do this, is have multiple release shows because, you know, not everybody can show up to one release. And, I mean, it's not like when larger artists tour, they're touring on a recording for an entire year sometimes. I mean, so why just do one release show, call it a day, and now every time you play again, it's just kind of like Chris Green Quartet. And by the way, we have recordings available. It's like, forget it, man. Every day, every show should be one, because I like how you spaced it out too. Up in Space in Evanston, Jazz Showcase, Winters, City Winery. I mean, you know, why not? It makes a lot of sense to me.
Exactly. And, you know, another thing to think about that is, you know, somebody from Evanston, no, somebody from the south side of Chicago may come to space, but somebody from Evanston may not come all the way into the city for City Winery. So it's almost like you're taking the show to different parts of the world, which you kind of are, you know.
Yeah. So I agree with you. I think that's a great idea. So, all right. So Monday, September 19th, City Winery, Chris Green Quartet. I don't know. Are we even calling it a CD release? We're calling it a recording release or record release or whatever, right? I mean, right. Yeah. So that's September 19th. But then I'm assuming it's another CD release, but it's also at the Hyde Park Jazz Fest, which again is in another spot of town. And this is a big festival. I mean, they've been going on. I can't remember how long. I've been sponsoring it since the beginning. I think it's Chicago Jazz has, 14, 15 years now, I think, the Hyde Park Jazz Fest. It's September 24th and 25th, that weekend in Hyde Park, different locations throughout, plus the Midway Palisades is down there with two main stages. And you guys are playing at the Hyde Park Bank at 4 p.m. on September 24th. And I don't know if you've ever played there before, but those of you that have not been there, it's very cool because it's the bank. But they're very big supporters of this festival, and they have live music in it. And it actually is a really hip spot to kind of check out a group.
Okay, yeah, you know what? I'm excited about it. I've been there as a spectator, but I've never actually played there. I wanted to, but just, you know, things didn't work out. But we finally got the call, and couldn't be more delighted because it's a pretty killer lineup. I mean, It's a fantastic lineup this year of both national people and a bunch of us in town. So it's a really, really cool lineup, and we're just happy to be a part of it. So
yeah, and they've grown that festival so much over the years that, you know, it's nice because the Chicago Jazz Fest happens Labor Day, and then 3 weeks later the Hyde Park Jazz Fest happens. And there's that momentum. It's moving into the fall. But the different groups, to your point, they're bringing in national, international artists, as well as really well-known and really accomplished local artists. The quality of the festival has just grown immensely. And it's a great spot for you guys to be featured, especially at Hyde Park Bank. It usually gets pretty packed in there. So you're going to have a great time playing. It's free, by the way. I should mention it is free. It is free. So that's everybody's favorite four-letter word usually.
That's it.
So all that information we have on ChicagoJazz.com and also HydeParkJazzFestival.org, I believe, is the website as well. And that's down in Hyde Park. So get all the information there. But let's talk a little bit more about the new recording, too, that you put out. You put it out. So it's Play Space 2, which is obviously recorded live at Evanston Space.
Yes.
So you've got that out. And talk a little bit about putting that recording together and how, I mean, because I know you guys playing, I mean, is it just all the tunes you played on that night, or is it multiple nights that you kind of put together? How did you guys put the repertoire together?
That's a very good question. So one of the great things about playing in space is that if you slide them, like you slide the engineer a few bucks, they're actually hooked up to, you can actually get a really, really nice multi-track recording. And so that's what we did with the first Play Space, and it came out really well, which is kind of like a spontaneous, let's put it out and see what happens. And the response was good. And so we played a show, so we played in 2019, and then we played in 2020, and we recorded both shows. Actually, the 2020 show was about 3 weeks before the shutdown, before everything happened and everything shut down. And so we were kind of spinning our wheels and, you know, having Zoom meetings with the guys, and I miss you, hope you're well, blah, blah, blah. And so Mark, our bass player and also the co-producer of this record, I made him the unofficial archivist. So, you know, he's got all the recordings that the multi-track stuff. So we're all kind of spinning our wheels, and he's bored one day and he starts mixing the songs from 2019. I'm like, that one's pretty good. That one we kind of messed up on, but those three or four were really good. And then he mixed a couple of the songs from the 2020 show and was like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's kind of cool too. I'm like, do you think we could get away with a bunch of 2019 songs and one 2020 song and put it together as a cohesive album and people would know? And he's like, I think so. And so we kind of put those together. And I knew we needed like one more song, like one more original song. And so we basically got together. Mark's got a studio in his basement. So we cut one more song called Sambu Fumaga. We didn't want to just do a completely live album. We wanted to at least give the people, the listeners, people who've been following us, at least one new original song. Yeah. We put that in there. So it's comprised of mostly songs from 2019, one song from 2020, right before the shutdown, and then one brand new song from 2021 they recorded. And that's the new album.
Look at that. Well, and it makes a ton of sense, man, because it's like what we talked about. It's like hearing you guys playing live is like, it, even if you know the tunes, it just, everything is always different a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The
different vibe and stuff. It's a great way to listen to stuff. I love listening to live recordings anyways. And then you're giving them a little taste of a brand new tune too. So, you know, I mean, and that's the beauty of space, because they are able to do those multi-tracks, and you're able to mix it afterwards. And for those that don't know what a multi-track is, you're getting a recording of the album, of the show, but then you're able to do post-production on it and mix it and check levels and do all those different things, which you normally can't do when you record a live show.
Absolutely.
On the board. So I mean, it's dynamite. So, all right. So September 19th, City Winery, 8 p.m., 1200 West Randolph, citywinery.com. The information is there. Get your tickets. Go say hi to Chris. He's just going to happen to have like 1,000 CDs.
I always have them on me.
and then Hyde Park Jazz Fest, September 24th, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hyde Park Bank. That festival should HydeParkJazzFestival.org. Of course, Chris Green, jazz.com. And I am burned out of all the websites I've just remembered. Right. Thank God I remembered them, though. Hey, man, I appreciate you jumping on. And good luck with all these shows. I'm sure I'll probably see you out at maybe the Hyde Park one. I'll probably pop in down there because this Monday I'm not in town. But it's going to be a great show, and I appreciate all the support over the years for Chicago Jazz Magazine from you and you hopping on right now.
Back at you. Thank you for all that you do. Appreciate it.
And thank you guys for watching. And of course, there'll be more information on chicagojazz.com, and stay tuned. We're always dropping new around towns, and go check out Chris this Monday, September 19th. And until next time, I will see you somewhere out on the scene.